Today, we reach the conclusion of a series where we've explored us as a church. We've explored what we... We've explored different things and asked interesting questions. Bernard encouraged us to love one another as we love our family members. And he even walked away with the question, how can we love even more? Joanna asked the question, are we equipped to serve? Yes, was conclusion. Joanne took us on a journey of what it means to serve God in circumstances but beyond our control. And last week, Andrew simply asked us, are we ready for a revival? And I kicked off this series by simply saying, we are the bride. If many of you may remember, 6 weeks ago, I stood up here in a black suit because the Queen had died. And we welcomed the new Prime Minister. This was written before Thursday's little resignation. But we started a new chapter, didn't we? We started a new chapter as a country. However, we could conclude in series simply by saying, yes, we have the toolbox to say, yes, God, I am equipped. I want to serve. Be the light you want me to be. Love the community you've placed me in and love one another as church. You love the church. That's a very big mouthful. I may as well just sit down now and say it over. I got an applause. Brilliant. But there are a few more things we need to explore to get us going into this new season, to ask questions, to be a church that changes lives through the good news of Jesus Christ. From the reading this morning, we are going to face our Lord and Saviour one day. He'll separate everyone and interview us as Christians. I have a bit of a controversial 5 points this morning. Don't worry, it won't be too long. But as I was preparing, I actually had 10. Sunday afternoon, I had 10 points, so I'm happy I cut in half. The first point we've got this morning is, give me the first slide, next slide, please. Sorry. Who are we? Who are we indeed? As individuals, we all have our own problems. Joanna touched upon it, and to summarise a quote from that Sunday, God equips us to overcome any challenges we have. God made you perfect the way he wants you to be. We can try and be someone we're not, but God has a plan. He'll make it all come out in wash. However, the plan may not be what we want. As Bernard touched upon at the beginning of service, he brings us, he refines us, he helps us to grow. A personal reflection whilst doing this point was, we all have hope and dreams. A hope and dream I had when I was a kid was being a millionaire by 21. Well, I have to say, goal is achieved, actually. Because I'm a millionaire through the love of my family, my church family. As a child, I want to be a minister and serve God's church. Goal achieved. I'm leader of this marvelous church and through the church's recognition of my gifts and other leaders' giftings. I could say we've all achieved our lifelong goals, but not in the way we've expected. Sharing God's love is something we are going to be asked. We're going to be sat almost in a mastermind style interview with God. And he'll say, how did you share the gospel? We keep learning till day we die. And even as we are refined and grow, God will shower blessing when he needs to. Let me just ask you a bit of a question. If 50 people were to walk through the doors of this church and all say we want to know Jesus, would you be prepared this morning and give up your afternoon today? We know who we are as a church. John Peck would famously welcome anyone with open arms and be ready to encourage and bless those who walked in. In the coming days, weeks and months, I really do believe that God will grow us as a church. We'll be making an impact in town of Framlingham and surrounding villages. At a recent leaders meeting, we were talking about Christmas. It's only 6 weeks away. And we got onto Nativity on the Hill, and someone said there was people asking. Last year, there was a sense of shame that we did not have leaflets about the church. And this is going to bring to next point. And next point is, we're a church that serves. We welcome people no matter what. We welcome people, whether we throw open our arms, warm up the knuckles for good old fist bump, and happy to say, how do you do? I get excitement here from everyone, and that we as a church are ready to bless one another through acts of kindness and by listening. And we can apply that to what we do Monday to Saturday. As a church, when it comes to pastoral care, we care for one another through our home groups. As a leadership and a congregation, we care for members and things that might be on the fringe of our church. I was looking at the Facebook group for Framlingham Community, and you get the normal moans and groans, but there is good news in some of the posts. And that's what we need to be doing, just sharing that good news. Saying, don't worry about that moan and groan. Something positive happened. From January, as a church, we're looking at getting that Facebook page up and running again, because we wish to be an inclusive church for the younger people. If we turned up and 70 people were hanging around waiting to come in, we'd serve them tea, a coffee, biscuit. We'd give them a hug and say, "Why, the pleasure is to see you here this morning." We listen to tales of sadness, loss, joy and happiness. On Tuesday, just gone, it's the 8-year anniversary of my granddad's passing, and I just remember he once said to me, if you can welcome a multitude of people, God will help you to fly. Yes, God will help us to fly as we welcome people. This is the conclusion of point two. We are a church that serves. In reading, we welcome people. We visit people who need it. So the next question is, as a church that is equipped, are you ready? How are you prepared for the journey ahead? The journey is a long one. Can it be painful? Yes. Can it be hard? Well, as hard as we make it, if we do not listen to God. I can never find anywhere in the Bible with the word easy. Easy is the one word in the Bible that does not appear. Hard appears plenty of times. If it's easy, everyone would be a Christian. But it's not easy. The away day we're having as a church this coming Saturday, we are going to look at a church, at who we are, where we are going, have fun, have fellowship, share our faith, We are approaching a new chapter in the life of church. A chapter, if it was the book, just simply starts with, and so off FCBC, Framlingham Community Baptist Church, went to Sizewell and had a wee away day. They sought God's wisdom. I'm enjoying this chapter. Wonder how the rest of the chapter goes. But it's not down to the leaders. It's not down to the people that run the church. It's down to the members. It's down to saying, this is a good point. This is where the church needs to be going. This past year, we've had, excluding external speakers, we've had 10 visitors. 10 visitors to our lovely church, and each and every visitor has been special. They've been encouraged. It would be lovely if those visitors were local. And I envision that the church will grow. 2023 will be something special for us. So, are you ready? If Jesus walked through the doors, what would he see? A church that loves one another, encourages us, and wants to be best we can be. I would be ready no matter what. Pandemic taught us all off a bit. We quickly switched to Zoom, which has been helpful in enabling people to interact if they have COVID, are sick, or unable to come in. We enjoy studying God's word on Wednesday evening on Zoom with a warm cup of tea, or on a Thursday meeting in person. Regardless of all, the next attack, we would be ready to respond and be welcoming. So we are a church that is called. Yes, I am ready to serve God. Yes, I'm sure everyone in this church is ready. One statement we need to have imprinted on our minds, yes, Lord. Yes, I am ready. Yes, we are ready. As a church, we are ready. Nearly in an honest opinion, individuals as a church, yes. In reading this morning, Jesus talks about visiting widows, the orphans, the sick and the healthy, and those in prison, on probation, those who mourn or are rejoicing. The world is changing. Following Liz Truss's resignation on Thursday, I was reminded of a quote from a German theologian, Franz Rosenzweig, who wrote simply the question, what course of action must be taken? What course of action must be chosen? In a church sense, what course of action must be taken? The assurance that we are prepared, number one. Are we prepared for people to walk through the door? For people to open up about fears, worries, stresses, leading to the ultimate goal, a revival. Amen. A little statistic I found this past week. The average age of a church goer is 45. 45 years old is the average age. That is, in America, the average age of the man who has the youngest child. In the UK, an average age of someone who reaches the pinnacle of their working career. In the Bible, the number 9, 4 + 5 = 9, 45, it's in there, is the symbol of completeness. Our little fellowship of believers may grow and break the barriers, or stay as it is. And when it appears we go up, an incoming may come and just keep us on track. I do not know what the church has in store or the future, but I'm really excited for it. Anyone that reads The Guardian, there's an article, an interview with Dan Walker yesterday, and he said this: the most important thing for me is my faith, my Christianity. It is that it gives me a sense of perspective when it comes to the job. I love it. But I'm not defined by my career. My value doesn't show what anyone thinks of me and whether I can make a good show. Instead, I am led by what I'm called the Fs. The important Fs to me are my family, friends, and faith. And things that don't matter, fame, fortune, and the froth that sometimes comes with working in media. Isn't that something? Family, friends, faith. So, how I'm going to be as a church, light in a salty world. Where next? Where next indeed? Andrew provided a nice little PowerPoint slide last week, and comment was made Sunday evening, I really enjoyed the rousing anthems, and the church should be like option A. Good old-fashioned Bible teaching. No church has it perfect. Trust me, if you find perfect church, you might ruin it, you might not. The summer holidays gave us a chance to close out a chapter. The past few weeks, the timing was God. We've already started the next chapter, and we'll do so in more depth on Saturday. Please sign up if you haven't. If not, let us know. We've got some questions. We really value what you would say. I'm not expecting miracles to happen. It'd be great if they did. I'm not thinking changes are going to happen instantaneously. But if we know what we're working towards, God will bless us. I really do believe that. If we were taken to glory today, Christ returned, took us to glory, and he was just asking you what's happening. What simple truth would you say to me that you've lived your life? I would probably say to God, I'm not worthy. I'm more worthy to be thrown in a lake of fire than spend eternity with you. Fact, we're all unworthy. But because of the good news of God, he's going to say, no, you've done well, good and faithful servant. If someone was struggling this morning and I contacted them, I would tell them, be strong. Never give up hope. God's got something amazing planned for you in coming days. And that's my simple truth you could tell anyone. I could probably pinpoint everyone's gifts here. And from conversations I've had and overheard over the past few weeks is what everyone's felt. Being encouraged. As a church, we are excited for the future. I'm excited for the future. That's going to be great. So to conclude this morning, I'm actually going to ask each of the leaders up, just to ask them to sum up what stood out for them. Joanna, do you want to come up and start off?
What's happening?
So, What has stood out for you over the past few weeks doing Vision and Aspirations as a church?
I think basically that as a church, we love each other and we care about each other, and that we all have something to offer. We all have something to give to each other. We've all got a role to play and a part to play, and that the Lord is with us. And as long as we remain in him and we look to him, I think we're in a good place. And I really enjoyed hearing people's favorite Bible verses right at the beginning when we did the cafe church, the very first one. And I think it was really insightful to hear what gives people hope. And of course, you know, as long as we remain in the word and remain in God, then it just, the rest comes naturally. We serve each other, we love each other, and we can be a church. So just that we've got it, guys. So we just have to do it, put it into practice. So that's me.
Thank you. Bernard, do you want to come and quickly share what stood out for you? Oh, he's got a coat.
I want to say a big thank you to you, because in God, you've welcomed our guests, our Ukrainian guests, as part of the church, which is very lovely. Pretty tough week with the missiles going into Kiev. And one of the differences in that situation is that most of their homes are communally heated, so that if they can take out a big bit of infrastructure, it really affects all of the people that's there, you know, that's there. But that's been really good. And thank you for those people who participated in the warm room, in the welcome toast rack yesterday. Talked to Joe, talked to Mike, talked to Michael, is it Penny, that's there, and Andrew, and what have you, about what went on that's there. Thank you very much indeed, Joe, for taking the opportunity to pray for one of the ladies who came in. Someone just parked their car and got out of it pretty awkwardly, that's there, and said, do you need to come and sit down and say hello? And she came in and needed some prayer for her shoulders and what have you. But so, you know, so there are some wonderful opportunities out there if we just keep our eyes open and look for them. So thank you very much. Really sorry that some of you, Mark and Elska and Anne and Tim, can't come to the Science War weekend because other things are. But feed any vision that you have for the church into us so that we can take you forward. Thanks, then.
I was given this yesterday by the shed team. Well, I wasn't given it, I had to pay for it. I'll put it on. And it sort of match.
So
great to be able to share with people.
They can't hear online.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I've just put a fleece on that's got Debenham Shed on it. And it's wonderful to be able to share with people and encourage them about, you know, you said having hope for the future and being able to see good opportunities for them in their lives, and to be able to share Jesus with them, and to be able to pray for them. That's there, so that maybe we don't do it overtly in the shed. Or sometimes when I smack my hand with a hammer or something like that, someone might pray for me. In this.
Joanne and Andrew will lead us into communion after. No, next Joe, then Andrew. Andrew does last one.
I haven't got much to say anyway. I just agree with everything Joe said. I just love this church. I love all the people. You're all so, everyone's so different, and everyone's got something different to give. And every time, whoever I speak to, it's just amazing, because God's using us all in different ways. And I think even if you don't think you're being used, or you're not needed, or you're not important, you really are. Because every face, everyone here is really crucial and important. And I think it's amazing, this series, like looking into our gifts and how God wants to use us. And I think just all be ready for a surprise, because I think God will use you in ways that you just don't imagine or don't think you're worthy or good enough at. But actually God likes surprising you. And I think, we're all being surprised, and we're all learning different things about each other and about ourselves. And it's amazing, I think. And as we kind of come together as a church and grow, then people are going to be coming in. And the warm hub is amazing. It's an amazing idea, as is Debenham Shed. It's like just opening us up to the community, and it's exciting. And a little prayer for somebody here and there, and just a welcoming drink or a friendship. It's just all it is, isn't it? It's all God wants us to do. So yeah, well done, everyone.
Andrew, come and share a little what stood out for you.
Well, I think the strengths people have touched on, we have. There's an enormous amount of gifts. There's a feeling of warmth and cooperation. So I think the question to ask ourselves is where we need to work on things. What do we need to work on? I do think we need to learning how to wait on God, learning how to listen to him together. That's an interesting one. You have to learn to listen to him as an individual. To learn to listen to him together, that's going to be a hard one. We're great at taking people vulnerable. The real test is going to be if we get someone who's a real awkward customer. We've had a little bit in the past. We've had that, and I think we were a little bit we're quite sure what to do. That's going to be a real test. I mean really awkward customers. Really awkward customers. Okay, so on that note, I think we'll move. Should we move into communion? Yes.